Democrat challenger Joe Biden spending the day blitzing the crucial swing state of Pennsylvania as polls show his lead there is narrowing. North America correspondent Catherine Diss reports from Joe Biden's home state of Delaware.
Even in Joe Biden's home state of Delaware, Team Trump's got support. In the pouring, unrelenting rain, the passionate crowd drove in a caravan of cars the length of the solid Democratic state. Dylan Bateschultz and his wife Caitlin were among them.
I work, I machine parts, a lot of it's for the oil and fracking industry, and if Joe Biden gets elected, I'm out of a job.
So would you say your biggest concern is that local manufacturing jobs will go away under Joe Biden, where you think that Donald Trump will bring them back?
100%.
While the president's support sure seems to be growing here, Delaware isn't considered in play. The tiny seaside state has voted blue for more than three decades. Its small population of less than 1 million also means it holds next to no sway in the election result. The further north we travel, the more support we find for Joe Biden.
Is he a bit of a household name in Delaware?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I think most people here would recognise him.
He's lived here since age 11. He's been here so long, the train station in his home city of Wilmington is even named after him. We visit one of his local cafes.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Oh, yes, I'd like Jack Russell, please.
Tiffany Moore has worked here for 15 years. She served the former vice president just a few times.
He is just like a guest when he comes in. So he waits in line, he pays for his food, he sits down with his family and enjoys his meal. Yeah, so he is just like a regular person when he comes in.
She'll be backing him this year, but she wouldn't predict how she thinks the overall election result will fall.
You know, I would love to see more unity, and I feel like we're not very united right now. It's very one side or the other. And
from here, we drive to Joe Biden's affluent neighbourhood of Greenville. Despite being a Republican-leaning suburb, we don't see any signs in support of the president. But we do stumble across a few backing Joe Biden. Ed Resnick used to be a Republican.
I was a Republican probably for the first 40, 45 years of my life. But the Republican Party left me. It really cares about holding on to power as a party.
He and his wife Elise have already cast their ballots for Biden.
Do you think that Joe Biden is the person to bring the country back together?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He is a champion of all people.
But if the morning's caravan of Trump cars is anything to go by, even in the former vice president's home state of more than 60 years, views are divided. This is Catherine Diss in Delaware, reporting for AM.